The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 455.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a vegan cookbook author, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lauren Toyota. Lauren, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I am a vegan cookbook author now because I am about to release my first cookbook. But I run a brand called Hot for Food, which is essentially an online vegan recipe site. So I have a blog, hotforfoodblog.com. I also do YouTube. So every week I'm sharing recipes and content on my YouTube channel. And through that, I mean, I've really opened up my life to people via social media. And I share a lot of information, not just about vegan food, but vegan lifestyle, and have managed to kind of also start a dialogue about, I think, similar to what we're talking about today, just like kind of what I'm learning and how I'm living and the kind of spiritual practices I do and the books I read. And I notice people just are drawn in and want to know. So I share, and it's kind of a really cool relationship. And it's all because of the YouTube platform that I'm really able to do that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Lauren, what's your cultural background?
I'm half Japanese. My dad is I'm third generation Japanese Canadian. And then my mom is a mix of Irish, English, Scottish, a bit muddled. I don't really know, but I always just said half white, half Japanese. And yeah, I mean, I'm pretty Canadian. I didn't really grow up with a lot of traditional Japanese culture or heritage. My grandparents aren't even from Japan. They were from BC. So when they moved to Ontario, you know, they obviously adopted a lot of North American influence, but Japanese food, and like they spoke some Japanese, and I just never really learned how to speak the language either. So I sometimes feel like I'm not totally connected to that side of my heritage.
Thanks for sharing that. And Lauren, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I was thinking about that because I see things all day long, which is very cool because people are always sharing stuff on Instagram, right? But somebody shared this with me just the other day. It's from Brené Brown's book, Braving the Wilderness, which I have yet to read, but I plan on reading it. And I'm going to read it to you. It's not short. It's kind of long, but I feel like it's so good. And it's like totally what I believe. So it says, true belonging is the spiritual practice of believing in and belonging to yourself so deeply that you can share your most authentic self with the world and find sacredness in both being a part of something and standing alone in the wilderness. True belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I think, you know, it's a great quote that you mentioned, especially being our true selves, knowing where we truly belong and being our authentic selves is really important, you know, especially when it comes to self-confidence, because, you know, there's so many people out there who try to put on a mask not realizing they can just be themselves. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I mean, I think that's really it. I think that self-confidence comes when you tap into who you truly are without trying to mold and change yourself to fit some other expectation. And I think we all do it. We all flounder and we all find ourselves not following our true path or listening to our inner voice. And when we do that, we don't feel as confident. You know, we feel lost or we feel confused. And so I think self-confidence just comes down to like trying to listen to that inner voice, trying to look inward and feel what that inner you is really trying to say and express. And then when you can tap into that at any level, then self-confidence is kind of the result of that.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And, you know, I totally agree with you about learning to listen to your inner voice and looking inward. I know sometimes it's hard to listen to our inner voice because we try to second guess, you know, every single thing that we do in our life, right? Especially as women, especially as Asian women being brought up, you know, thinking other people have to think for us instead of us thinking for ourselves. So, you know, it does take a lot of work, but it is worth it in the end. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I think discovering self-confidence came from kind of hard experiences such as being bullied and feeling like an outcast or an other or different or weird because of my cultural background. So, you know, being born into that mixed race family created a discord in me, and I wasn't into it. And then it caused a lot of discord as a student and as a kid in school. And I was just constantly told that I wasn't good enough or that I wasn't right, you know, based on how I looked. And so it wasn't a fun experience. I mean, there was a lot of shitty times early on in my life, but all of that allowed me to discover that inner voice. Like I always say, you know, being bullied and being left alone, being left to feel isolated, that isolation for better actually allowed me to tap into the inner world and my inner voice. And there was always something, even if it was very small and quiet, saying that, you know, I could overcome this, that I was not what these people were saying I was. And that's really what motivated me for my entire adolescence, high school, and all the way into being a young adult. It was like kind of hanging on to that hope that, you know, I wouldn't always be in a position like that, being bullied or being pushed down. And to hang on to that, you know, to like just hang on to that glimmer of light or hope that I could make it out. And so that journey, like as crappy as it was pretty defining in terms of who I am now and why I guess I gravitate toward these kinds of practices and stuff and being mindful of my inner voice and like, and that kind of thing. So I certainly don't, I'm not mad or anything that I went through that. I'm actually thankful that I did.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's not always easy, right, to go through these things, especially being bullied, being outcast, you know, for the way you look or, you know, where you came from. But like you did, you know, every situation or life, something good always comes out of it. And, you know, there's nothing better than learning to be able to, you know, enjoy your own company or be in your own company to realize, you know, some of the things that you mentioned, like listening to your inner voice, knowing that some, you know, situations like this come and go. It is temporary and there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
Well, I think the idea of, you know, loving and appreciating who I am and the way I look and just who I am culturally and like that all of these are kind of blessings, that all of these are gifts that I was given, you know, for the purpose of like this self-discovery and this self-awareness. So I would just say like it probably has just contributed to a very heightened self-awareness that I feel like I've always kind of had and I'm continuing to explore now. And I think that that's a good thing. I mean, I think go through something difficult like that in childhood, it takes them longer to make these discoveries as adults. And I think that can sometimes be hard on people. You know, I feel like I've always had direction or purpose, even, you know, I would say from pretty early on, like from being a young teenager because of these incidences. So I'm glad for that. And I think that that's just been with me this whole time. And it's been a benefit, I think, just in terms of how my life's unfolded and now being 35 and kind of like, obviously there's still so much more I want to learn and like unravel about myself. But like, I feel like I'm on that journey and I like that.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's the greatest feeling when you're in that journey, right? The journey of self-awareness, you know, picking up little things here and there, not knowing like, you know, why didn't you see it before? And, you know, you only see it now. And sometimes at that moment in our lives, we weren't ready, right? And the universe somehow just gives it to us at the right place at the right time. And sometimes we can't explain it and we don't have to, right? We just have to go with the flow and be, you know, appreciative of the things that happen to us. So, you know, I really love that you mentioned that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I mean, I think if you are resonating at all with what we're talking about or what you talk about with your guests on this podcast, but you're not quite sure, like you don't get it, you don't understand how to tap into that, really the only way you can is by getting quiet. A few years ago, you know, I actually meditated for the first time and started to understand what being present really meant and what kind of quieting that outer world really meant. And I just think you have to spend some time, as scary as it might seem or as intimidating as it might seem, just getting quiet, you know, shutting out the world, shutting out all the other voices and people in your life that are trying to kind of guide you and tell you what to do and listen to what it is you're saying and what it is you have to say to yourself. yourself, because it's so true. Like, people say this and you see quotes about it all the time, but it's like, you do have all that you need, and it's just in there, and you kind of have to start peeling back the layers to like listen to that and tap into that. And I just, for me, it happened via meditation, and you know, it could even just be yoga as a first way, because I did yoga for years and years and years without quite understanding the meditative part, and then the meditation separate of the yoga helped that kind of all align. Anyway, it's just really about getting quiet with yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. That's, you know, a great tip that you mentioned, you know, just learning to be with yourself and getting quiet and, you know, focusing on, you know, what's important in your life, getting clear, getting focused. It can take some time, right? Because we live in this world where it's like we're all ADD, you know, especially with social media. But if you can just quiet your mind and quiet yourself down, you can, you know, find the answers. They always say, you know, we all have the right answers. It's just learning to ask the right questions. So
yeah, I think that's true. I think once you do, I think you'd be surprised, even though it does take time to kind of get there, or it seems like it will, I think people would be surprised if they've never meditated or gotten quiet. But if you find that your life's hectic and busy and you're always like giving to other people and booking social engagements and doing things, and you're actually just constantly keeping yourself busy, if you actually don't do that and say no to something and spend that time sitting in the bath or sitting in a room or lying down and just like listening to your breath, I think you'd be surprised how quickly you could tap into that voice. Even if you have thoughts going on in your mind, you know, you're able to pay attention to what those thoughts are and what they're saying to you, because thoughts aren't a bad thing, right? So I do think, as busy as our lives are, I think people would be surprised if they actually just got quiet for a few minutes a day, how impactful that could be. You know, you don't have to do it for hours and hours.
I totally agree. You know, I love doing baby steps. People forget, you know, it doesn't have to be like this big leap. It can just be little by little, because, you know, those baby steps actually, you know, they kind of stack each other, right? And it yields great results. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your newest cookbook, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, you can go to hotforfoodblog.com, and right there, there's some info about the cookbook, or you can head right to the blog for some free recipes. And the cookbook comes out February 27th, but you can pre-order it right now. And I'm giving away an ebook, actually, of 15 more bonus recipes if you pre-order now. So if that's of interest, check that out. And then I'm at Hot for Food on social media and at Lauren Toyota as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lauren, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lauren's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Lauren for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you, Sheena. Thanks for doing a podcast like this. It's great.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.